Today's reading is in Mark chapter 11, starting in verse 27. Mark chapter 11, verse 27. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things, or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say from man?" They were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the winepress, and built a tower, and leased it to tenants, and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head, and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat, and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. I think we can connect the beginning of this passage from verse 27 back to the incident in the temple that we read earlier in chapter 11, verse 15 through 19, where he's cleansing the temple. They want to know what authority he has to run people off, to change what they have allowed or what they have put in place. And so they're asking this question, "By what authority are you doing these things?" I think that's a logical question. If someone began to do something publicly in our country, you know, change the way something worked, I don't know. Let's just say they decided, "Hey, Highway 29 is going to be one way." Well, you would ask them, you know, "Who told you to do this? Why are they doing this?" You'd begin to ask questions, basically coming down to, "By what authority are you doing this?" So we understand this is a logical question. But the problem is, and this is what Jesus recognizes, is that the question is not an honest question. In other words, if he told them, "I do this by the authority of Jehovah, God the Father," then they wouldn't necessarily accept it. So if it was truly an honest question, to the point that if that was the answer, they would accept it, then this would be a little bit different circumstance. But they're not asking honestly. And so Jesus turns it around on them and says, "I'll ask you this. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from man?" So he's going backward a little bit. He knows that they're not really going to accept that he does things by his own authority. So he goes to another who is sent by God. Now, we know that John the Baptist was sent by God. We know that he was fulfilling prophecy and he was preparing the way for the Lord. And so he asked them this, and if they had answered from God, then he probably would have said, "Well, that's the authority I do things on as well." But because they wouldn't answer, in other words, it shows the duplicity in their hearts, then he says, "I'm not going to answer you. I'm not going to tell you." Then he begins to tell this parable about the tenants in this vineyard. And I think that it's easy to recognize that the owner of the vineyard is God. The servants are his people. And the ones whom he sent were the prophets whom they killed over and over and over, the prophets whom they didn't listen to. And it's easy to tell who the Son is, that's Jesus, though that hasn't happened yet by the time he's telling this. But this is one of those cases in which the Pharisees and the scribes, they're not as clueless as they make out to be. It says that they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they know exactly what he's saying. Just like I think that they understood what he meant by, you know, tear down this temple and in 3 days I will build it up. Because later on, when Jesus has died and they are putting him in the tomb, they ask for guards and say that he said he was going to rise on the third day. They understood, even though they played like they did not. So this was definitely a condemnation against them for not accepting the servants of the Lord, the prophets, that had been sent to them time and time and time again. God had expectations of righteous fruit to be produced by the Jewish nation, his people. And time again, when he sent the prophets, there was no fruit, and they were willing to kill them. So they were not meeting God's expectations, God's requirements. And as you've seen in our study through the, right now we're in the book of Deuteronomy, you've seen that God has told them that in order to dwell in the land and for him to continue to bless them, they had to keep his commandments. There's that big word, if you keep my commandments. And they did not. So the Son of God comes, just like in this parable, and he should have been respected. He should have been accepted. He should have been bowed down to. But instead, they killed him too. So he asks this question, what then will the owner of the vineyard do? And it's almost a rhetorical question. Everybody knows that they would be deserving of being put to death for killing all those servants and the son too. And so they know the implication by that question. There's a reckoning for what they've done. There's also the fact that if you follow this parable along, you realize that the son is the last one to be sent to give them the opportunity to do what's right, to give them the opportunity to change the course of their actions. So Jesus came and he brought the call to repentance, just like John the Baptist did. He brings that call to repentance to change that course, to do differently, but instead they treat Jesus just like they did all the prophets. They don't like what he says. They don't like what the prophets brought. They didn't like the message. And because they don't like the message, well, let's kill the messenger. That's what they're talking about doing. And that ends up being exactly what happens. But Jesus still stands as the one giving that call to repentance today. What would we do? Would we be more like the Pharisees, or would we be more like, you know, the lame and the blind that he heals, that goes and praises God and proclaims him to everybody that they can listen, get to listen to them? We need to have the proper respect for Jesus as the Son of God, as the messenger, as the Savior, as the Lamb of God, all those titles that we can put in there. I pray that today we spend some time thinking about how privileged we are to have Jesus proclaiming that message and having Jesus be our source of salvation. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.